Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and our purpose here is to provide scriptural answers to your personal issues and Bible questions. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. The phone lines are open now at 1-800-677-9377, a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. What's going on in your life? We want to talk with you about it. Call now, 1-800-677-9377. Well, Bob and Richard, it's good to be back with you again, everyone, and happy Monday and happy Independence Month here at Basic Gospel, July 1st, and we're here to address your questions and lead you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution. So, Bob and Richard, take it away.
Well, thanks, Bob. This is a wonderful month as we celebrate here in America our freedom as United States citizens. But I think that speaks to a greater freedom that we all long for, and that's our ultimate freedom that we can experience in Christ. And Jesus said it best when he says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." We have to realize that we're in bondage. We were first and foremost in bondage to sin and death. And this great salvation that we have in Christ sets us free from that bondage to sin and death and releases us into this new life that we have in Christ. So there is an independence from certain things into a dependence upon Jesus Christ. And through that dependence upon him, we experience ultimate freedom. So that's what we want to talk about on today's program and for much of this month. So if you have questions in that regard or on any other topic, we would love to hear from you. 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call.
Bob, let's go to New York and talk to Lisa, listening on WMCA. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Fantastic, Lisa.
Great to hear from you.
Good. That's good. My question is, I attended only because it was an archaeological findings with the Seventh-day Adventists. Now they are going to, you know, the archaeology proving the Bible, you know, in its worth, which was pretty good. Now they're going into a prophetic conference, and I believe they're going to go into the book of Daniel and Revelation. It's probably not so wise for me to attend this prophetic conference because I don't think we're on the same page. What do you guys, can you give me a little enlightenment on the Seventh-day Adventists?
Well, I think we can be of big help to you in that regard. Richard has quite a background and an experience there, and I think he can give you some really keen insights, some things to be aware of. And I think he'll be a big help. So, Richard?
Yeah, Lisa, the issue that you've just run into, I think you've shown great discernment on. When we're talking about archaeology and all that kind of stuff, the Adventists can give you the truth just like everybody else. When they start talking about end times and eschatology and Daniel and Revelation, they put their particular spin on it, and what they will end up doing is try to put you under the law. They are convinced that the key to salvation is that you keep the seventh-day Sabbath. And they have all kinds of creative ways of showing that. None of it is actually the way they say it is. And if they can get you under the law, and they think then they've saved you, and we know, you know, if you've read the entire Bible, you know that law cannot save you. Law can only point out that you are not saved. Jesus saves you. You're saved by grace through faith by Jesus himself through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So I would recommend against going on to the prophecy seminar. You know, be thankful for the information you've gotten, if it's helped clarify things for you. But you don't really want to go in there and try to get put under law.
Okay, very good. Now, I know a friend of mine, mm-hmm. who I've been trying to plant seeds, is a Unitarian Universalist, and I was praying while she was at the archaeologist, you know, conference, mm-hmm. that, you know, a seed would be planted with her so she won't have to use so much of her intellect. A lot, yes. of these people just use their intellect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she wants to go on this conference. Now, with a person who's out there like that, how can you reason with them when pretty much not, I'm sure you've known some facts about the Unitarians.
Yes.
How should I deal with that?
The only
because I'm pretty harsh and I'm straight to the point. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, be straight to the point with Jesus. Jesus, it's either Jesus or it's nothing. Jesus made claims about himself that are absolutely crazy. If he's not exactly who he claimed to be, if he is who he claimed to be, it's the best news in the world. And so help your friend consider what Jesus is saying, whether she goes to this prophecy conference or not. I don't think the prophecy conference will be that helpful to her, especially coming out of her background.
Right.
But talk about Jesus with her, you know, let her bring up the, you know, her own, you know, issues with him. Take her into the Gospel of John and say, look, this is what he said. You know, it's either true or it's false. You know, you can be real straight about that and have a very frank and open conversation, you know, without cramming it down her throat. So stick with Jesus. You can't go wrong. People will be confronted with the truth of Jesus, and they must make a decision.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Jesus is our rescuer. He's our savior. And what he saves us from is sin and death. That's the problem. As Jesus said, the person who sins is a slave to sin. Somebody in a universalist background or in that setting, that church, they're going to come to a point and believe they've never sinned. And that's why John wrote his first letter to those who say they're without sin. They deceive themselves, and the truth is not in them. If they say they've never sinned, they make God out to be a liar. And if they say they've never sinned, then Jesus really has no meaning to them other than maybe he was a good teacher, maybe he has some nuggets of truth or wisdom that can help as far as our human reasoning and logic. So eventually you're going to have to connect those two dots, that Jesus is a savior and he saves you from sin and death. That's the real issue. And once a person sees their condition and why they need a savior, then Jesus becomes the answer.
Yeah. You said exactly the thing that she's already into. And I don't want to, I know you have other callers, so I don't want to keep you much longer at all. But I know that, you know, the Unitarians, they don't believe that there's evil or hell.
No.
And that eventually progress into perfection.
Yeah, and they think they're so, you know, advanced in their thinking. It's just modern day Gnosticism. That's all that is. And, you know, everything's okay, and they don't see the real problems in this world, and there are, and they're all attached to sin, to death, in which Jesus has overcome through his death, burial, and resurrection.
And you're preaching right now. I so agree. Okay, pretty good.
All right.
Thanks, Lisa.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Yeah, quickly to Louisville, let's talk to Mary Jo, listening on WFIA. Hi, Mary Jo. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hello.
Hey, Mary Jo.
My question is, and the Lord let this come back to my mind, believe in the Lord and you will be saved. Why doesn't it say that you are once you've accepted him?
Well, there's, you know, it's just saying to folks, if you will believe, you will be saved. I didn't know if folks were going to believe or not. But once a person believes, they're saved. You're saved by grace through faith. And something happens. It's not just, you know, I have this new belief system. It's the fact that I've been made alive together with Christ. And that is an instantaneous thing when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ for our salvation. We go from death to life. That is a complete transaction. God sends his Holy Spirit as a guarantee, as a deposit guaranteeing our total and complete salvation. So that's why that was phrased in that particular way.
Okay. What's Gnosticism?
Gnosticism is a heretical teaching that basically believes that in a dichotomy between flesh and spirit, you know, flesh is evil, spirit is good. Some Gnostics would try to control the flesh through, being strict on it. Other Gnostics would say it doesn't matter what we do in the flesh, it only matters what we do in the spirit. And so they take that dichotomy, and because only the spirit is good and the flesh is evil, they would come up with a doctrine that Jesus did not come in the flesh, that he was just a spirit being. And if that was the case, then Jesus didn't really die on the cross. He really wasn't buried, and he really wasn't raised physically. It just wipes out the gospel message. And so that teaching was infiltrating the church back during the days of the Apostle John, and that's why he wrote primarily his first letter to correct that teaching. So Gnostics didn't believe that they sinned or that sin was irrelevant, and they also believed that Jesus did not come in the flesh. And you can't be saved by believing that. So that's what Gnosticism is. It's just a long word that talks about knowledge, that basically salvation is through knowledge and not through Christ.
Can I order the CD or tape?
Yeah, let me put you on hold, and we'll tell you how you can do that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Just hold the line, Mary Jo, and our operator will pick you up very quickly, and then we're going to go Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, talk to Sherry in just a moment. Sherry, still you hold the line, but we want to talk about just for a moment this brand new product that we have called Gateway to Grace, a new covenant journey to faith and freedom. It's a 6-message series complete with study guide that peels away all the phony, boring religious stuff that masquerades as Christianity. It opens the door so that you can experience the reality of God's love and grace. And for a gift of $30 or more during the month of July, Independence Month, at Basic Gospel, why, we will send you this excellent resource that is rich in biblical content. Just call 1-800-727-2828. You can do that right now, as a matter of fact. 1-800-727-2828 for Gateway to Grace. Yours this month for any gift of $30 or more. Well, guys, as we said, let's go to Pittsburgh, talk to Sherry, listening on WWNL. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi, how are you guys? I just wanted to say how much a blessing you guys are, and I really do appreciate the work that you do. But
thank
real
you,
quick,
Sherry.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I won't keep you too long, but my question was regarding divorce, and there's two Bible verses. The first one is in Mark chapter 10. Verse 12, and then the other one would be in 1 Corinthians, wrote it down here, chapter 7:15. My question is that if someone is divorced and they do remarry, is it really actually adultery? I mean, I'm confused about it because I'm recently divorced, and the possibility of remarrying seems kind of dim right now at this point, because I feel like as a believer and being divorced that it's not an option for me because I am divorced now.
Well, the passage in Mark that you referred to, Pharisees asked Jesus about divorce. Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, to divorce his wife? And they were trying to trap Jesus, trying to trap him into conversing on this subject just through a law-based perspective. And so Jesus answered them with a question: what did Moses say to you? What did Moses command? And they said that Moses allowed us to write a bill of divorce and to put our wives away. And so legally, divorce was okay according to the Mosaic covenant. And Jesus said, for the hardness of your heart, he wrote this. He allowed this. He knew of the sin that existed, and he knew that, you know, marriage was going to be difficult, and he knew that, you know, there were men that were going to want to walk away and women that were going to walk away. And so to protect the women, he said, okay, if this is going to happen, then I want you to write a bill, and that will protect the women moving forward. But he goes on to say, you know, that's not the way it was intended. Once you marry forever. And he repeats what was said back in Genesis chapter 1. But the reason he talks about this is because the Pharisees were using this law as a loophole. You know, they were tired of being married to Peggy, and they wanted to marry Sue. So they invoked this law. They carried it out to the letter, wrote the certificate of divorce, handed it to Peggy, and then they went over and married Sue. And Jesus was saying, that's nothing more than adultery. You have missed the total spirit of that. So don't think you're righteous just because you have followed the letter of the law. You've missed the spirit of it. You are just committing adultery. That's all you're doing. And so that's why Jesus said what he said. Now, in your case, did you divorce so that you could marry someone else?
No, actually, I was married to a non-believer, and he insisted that he no longer wanted to be with me because of my metaphysical beliefs. So the word
of God in 1 Corinthians says if you've married an unbeliever and he can or she can stay with you, stay with them. Continue to be married with them. But if they feel like they can't do that, they can't live in a house with a believer and they want to leave, let them go. And obviously that's exactly what happened in your situation. And so you let that person go. Now, if God brings somebody else into your life at a future date, I think that same passage in 1 Corinthians 7 would say, if you choose to marry, it is not sin. I think that's in verse 29. So as far as remarriage for you, I think your divorce was because your husband, as an unbeliever, couldn't live with you, so you let him go. And so just trust the Lord with your future. Don't worry about any of those things that folks say. I think the Word of God would say you're just fine.
Okay, because I feel like I experienced a lot of, I don't want to say opposition, but there's always this huge, oh, you're divorced in the church, and then I always go back to Mark 10, and then it's like, okay, I don't want to commit adultery, but it makes sense whenever you put it.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you feel like you're getting judged by people. Oh, you're divorced. Well, you want to come back with the response. Well, you're a judger. And God, you know, the word says don't judge.
Exactly.
So you just kind of feel that way. And we have a tendency to rank sins, don't we? And divorce would be up there in the top two or three. And if you've experienced that, you're just nothing more than a second-class Christian. And that's how you feel. But that's not true. God remembers that sin no more. That sin carried the same punishment as the sin of slander, the sin of greed, the sin of lying. All of those carried the punishment of death. And Jesus stood in your place and took that death for you. And you can thank God for that. You didn't want this divorce. I'm sure in your heart you wanted to do everything you possibly could to stay married. But because your husband was an unbeliever, he chose to leave. And the Word of God says, if that's the case, let him go. Now, when somebody else comes in your path, I think you'll recognize the importance of being equally yoked, won't you?
Oh, I say so.
Yeah, there's wisdom there. God actually knew what he was talking about, and you've learned that the hard way.
Of course, Yes.
Yeah. So I think you can just put your life in God's hands, and if there's somebody that comes your way, you know, let the Lord lead you at that point, okay?
Yes, that makes sense. Thank you very much, both of you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call today. So nice to hear from you.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Sherry. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Agnes, listening in Cleveland, Ohio, on the online. Agnes, welcome to welcome to Basic Gospel. You're on the air.
Okay. I just wanted to say hi to you, and that I ordered that book that you're talking about today, Saving Grace.
Yes.
And I love it, because those are scriptures that I've been wanting to use. I mean, that would help me with my idea, you know, that God is, when Jesus came, he died for all our sins. And I was trying to find scriptures, you know, regarding this, our righteousness and what he's done for us. And that now our sins, we have, that if you're a believer, like I am, we're no longer under condemnation, and we don't have, we still sin.
You're just free, aren't you?
Huh?
You're just free in the Lord.
Yeah, we can still sin, but God already understands.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, I think you bring up a great point, Agnes, as far as this product is concerned. It is six messages, CD messages, and then it comes with a study guide, Gateway to Grace as well. And this is really a scriptural reference guide. It is just chock full of Bible passage after Bible passage after Bible passage. You want to know what Jesus Christ claimed about himself, there's going to be a list of Bible passages that talk about that. You want to know what the Word of God has to say, or how we can know that the Word of God is trustworthy, there's Bible passages that talk about that. This new covenant that we live in, new covenant versus old covenant, there's passage after passage. You want to know what the Bible says concerning forgiveness of sins. We've listed all of those out for you, what it means to be made alive in Christ. Why was Jesus raised from the dead? There's Bible passages on this. So it is a wonderful, wonderful resource, something that you can refer to time and time again. And as we've talked about, it's available for a gift of $30 or more this month to Basic Gospel. And I just hope many of our listeners will actually take advantage of this. It will lay the foundation for freedom in your life. If you're looking for freedom from sin and death, you're looking for freedom from the power of sin in your life, learning how to say no to the temptations of this world and yes to Jesus Christ. If you're looking to experience freedom from legalism, from religious bondage, from emotional bondage and control, this product lays the groundwork for all of that. And Christ has come to set you free. He wants you to experience freedom, and that's why we want you to have this product. So take advantage of it. Call our toll-free order line or go online to basicgospel.net.
Yeah, call our toll-free order line at 1-800-727-2828. I'm going to talk just a little bit more about this, Bob, because I think it's such an important product that we're offering our listeners. Your support keeps Basic Gospel on the air, bringing that liberating truth to the airwaves and online each day, as you've heard from the listeners, and online as Agnes is listening in Cleveland, Ohio. To express our appreciation for your generous gift this month and to commemorate Independence Day in America, we're going to send you this new 6-CD series called Gateway to Grace, A New Covenant Journey to Faith and Freedom. If you're tired of phony, boring religion, you're tired of looking for something different and real and not finding it, if you're tired of going through the motions, then this series will point you in the right direction. You can experience freedom with Gateway to Grace. Yours during the month of July for any gift of $30 or more to Basic Gospel. Again, call 1-800-727-2828 to make your gift and request your copy of Gateway Series. 1-800-727-2828. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.